Because we'll be rushing like this, you see.
Is that right in the first...
No, it's the last one. I've done it in the first page.
The first.
Oh, on the sign-off. I'll be going like this.
Recording room all set, Don.
Well, they can't record till tomorrow morning.
To when? Oh.
Who's there, Stan? Stan Tulk?
Hello, Stan.
How
are
you doing?
Are you all set now?
Almost.
We are.
Maybe somebody was sick in my back.
I'll wait till this second hand gets up to the top, and then I'll give you cues. You want a little level from Don? Okay.
Hello, everybody. This is Don Sims. Once again, Anison Tablets and Colino's Toothpaste bring you a transcribed session. Don't you get a picture of Tablets walking in?
Oh, those comedy jokes!
Transcribed session of what should be. Well, stand by now, and we'll start at 21 minutes after by the clock here, which will be in 45 seconds.
Miles should be here.
We'll start at 21 after, which is in 40 seconds.
Miles should be made to suffer, too. Miles lives.
Makes it easier to start on the top. I hope
that meat good
right.
For Biles? I mean, yeah, Biles.
Okay, Stan. 30 seconds from now. That's it.
Hello, everybody. This is Don Sims. Once again, Anison Tablets and Colino's Toothpaste bring you a transcribed session of What's Your Beef? Unrehearsed, unscripted, spontaneous. A thought-provoking program presented daily, Monday to Friday at this time, giving you the opportunity to write or speak your mind to anyone in this great dominion. Yes, What's Your Beef is brought to you by Whitehall Pharmacal, makers of Anison Tablets for quick relief from pain, and Colino's Toothpaste for whiter, brighter teeth. Our session today will, I think, be a little unusual because, in addition to some other interesting participants, we'll have those two unpredictable Canadian radio comedians, Johnny Wayne and Frank Schuster, to deal with. We're holding this session at the CBC Concert Studio in Toronto during a break in the rehearsal for the Wayne and Schuster show for Tony Home Permanent, with the entire cast and one or two of the orchestra boys, not to mention producer Jackie Ray, all present and accounted for. Of course, our genial operator Don Bacon sitting in there, too. First, we have, though, the announcer on the Wayne and Schuster show, Herbert May. Herb, I'm wondering if you would just tell us a little bit about how long you've been around these parts broadcasting.
Around these parts, Don? Well, for about the last, I'd say 15 years.
Yeah. I take it that the boys don't quite agree with that. Where were you that 4 years in the middle there, Herb?
Oh, that was a little session taken off down the States.
And did you not enjoy the States?
Yes, for sure.
But
I like
back.
Canada better. Sure.
You like Canada better than the United States.
That's right.
You'd probably have some good ideas then on the fact that Canadian talent are prone to go across the border.
Oh, yes, I think very prone to come back, too.
You think so?
If they have an opportunity.
They come back, they are prone. Herb, let me see. I'm supposed to ask you about Judith Ann.
Judith Ann?
Hmm.
Oh, well, this is only a 15-minute show. I couldn't tell you all.
All right. What's the matter? Well, who's Judith Ann?
Judith Ann's my little daughter.
How old is she?
Well, she's going to be 5.
Going to school yet?
Oh, no, not yet.
Didn't get permission to get her in out there.
Not
That's
yet.
Right. You were the original announcer on the Happy Gang show, too,
That's
weren't
right.
you?
That's right.
How long ago was that? That was more than 15 years ago.
Oh, no, it wasn't, fellas, really. Just 12.
Yeah. What's your beef, Herb?
Well, Don, my beef is slow drivers.
Why do you say that?
Well, you, in the radio business, you know very frequently we get probably an hour and a half off to get home and get dinner and get dressed up and back down for a show. And then we run across these middle-of-the-road Sunday drivers who are with us all during the week, who probably drive down to the office in the morning and drive home at night at a good lickety-split speed of probably 15 or 20 miles an hour. And hog the center of the road and slow up behind streetcars. And
in other words, you can't get home for supper because of
That's
slow
right.
drivers.
That's it.
What are we going to do with this type of driver, Herb?
Well, I don't know what we can do with the driver, but attention in Toronto, Vernon Page, and I think for the rest of the country, the provincial police force.
You think that they should be made to speed up a little bit or else get off the side of the road where they're not
That's for sure.
feeding traffic.
That's right.
You're directing it to Vernon Page locally.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Herb May. Here is your Anison gift package.
Thank you.
You know, there might not be an immediate, quick, easy-to-get answer to write that beef, but we know of a quick, easy-to-take answer to help write a headache. It's Anacin. Next time you're suffering from a headache, neuritic, or rheumatic pains, take an Anacin. Unless the first few tablets give you satisfaction, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. Many people say they like Anacin's for its fast action, and you too will discover that Anacin is fast and effective in relieving headaches, neuritic, or rheumatic pains. Anacin is effective. It is made according to the prescription principle, and you know that a prescription is usually a combination of several ingredients, not just one. Next time you suffer from headache, neuritic, or rheumatic pains, ask your druggist for Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, sold at drugstores in easy-to-take tablet form. Well, I should take a couple right now because here we have a couple of pills, if I ever saw a pair. Frank Schuster and Johnny Wayne.
Please, we used that last week. That's an old joke.
Well, it's all right.
It was an old joke before we used it, too. Remember that.
It's perfectly all right. I knew that you got your material someplace.
Milton Berle. We're the only one that swipes from Milton Berle.
And he swipes his from who? Jack Benny and all the rest of them.
All the rest of them.
Frank and Johnny, supposing we get
one of these days we're going to eliminate the middleman. We're going to swipe from Jack Benny and leave Milton Berle out of this.
That's very, very good. And I'm sure Berle will miss that. Too. Now, Johnny and Frank, we want to get down to a few vital statistics. First of all, where did you fellas get together as a comedy team? How long ago was that?
Well, I forget the year. 1884. Oh, let's see. No. Yeah, back at Harvard Collegiate, we met in second form high school.
I'd say it was about 16 years ago.
It's about that.
16 years ago.
Let's not start figuring that out.
All right. They'll figure it out. Don't you worry.
Right. We went through high school, university. And we started taking our postgraduate course in English, but we only did 1 year. We got an M. We will go back for the A some other time.
Johnny, come in and get a word in here.
Sure.
Or you won't be heard at all.
Well, I let him handle all the straight lines.
He's strictly a gag man.
Pretty dull.
Johnny, I wanted to ask you, do you like this comedy business 24 hours a day?
Oh, it's wonderful. Sure, I enjoy it.
I know. I presume it pays off and all that sort of thing, but do you ever get as though you feel, well, I'd like to get away from it all and sort of feel...
Well, no, Don, we're very young. We still are at the stage where we still enjoy what we're doing. I mean, it hasn't become a living yet, you know what I mean? If you can call this living.
I'm glad you cleaned that up. What is your beef, gentlemen?
What beef? We have no beef.
We're happy.
Look, Don, you came here on our last broadcast. We're rehearsing our final show. We're going to go away for a whole summer and be fishing and playing golf. And you come to us and ask us, what's your beef? We have no beef.
Things are going to be gay until October the 6th.
October the 6th?
That's when we come back on the air.
We come back. We figured you could use the plug.
Herb May doesn't like that very well. He's going to miss that for 2 or 3 months. You mean to tell me, seriously speaking, that with all the things going wrong in certain respects in the world today, that you fellas still can look on the bright side?
May I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Do you think the United Nations wouldn't object to you sticking their nose in their business?
I guess maybe you're right there. I asked you a question. I got the answer I deserve.
Well, Trygva here is very smart. Yeah. He checks for things like
Trygva
that.
Wayne, you know.
Yeah, very, very good. You see what I mean? I should have taken some Anacin before I started this
podcast. Well, why should we be unhappy? After all, when we leave here, you're going to give us our gift package. Everything is so good.
Well, fellas, you actually have no beef at all?
No,
we're
not
happy.
Beef in the
happy.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Well, that's just grand. What have you got to say to the folks who are listening? As you know, you'll be on vacation when this program is on the air.
Right.
Let's give them a little message for summer, shall we, before you go?
Well, all I can say is that we have no beef with our audience. They've been wonderful. According to our rating, we have about 1.25 million people listening to us every Thursday night.
I'd like to meet that quarter person. That's a very odd-looking character.
Well, a quarter of a person.
Yeah, I know.
My Uncle Charlie's a midget.
It's a little messy, but...
But we have 1.25 million people, as I said before, listening to us. They've all been very kind. Many of them have sent in letters saying that they enjoyed our show, and all we'd like to say to them is thanks very much for being such marvelous listeners. Next year, we'll try and give them an even better show.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Me too, right.
Well, that's a nice way of getting that out.
I thought I'd throw that in. It sounded so clever.
And so original, too.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank Schuster and Johnny Wayne. Here are your Anacin gift packages.
Oh, thanks very
Thank
much.
You.
Right.
You're welcome. That brings us to our beef letter for today, which comes from Mount Hamilton, Ontario. Dear sir, we thoroughly enjoy your program and hope it will continue for a long time. So do I. My beef is about the marking and pricing of articles in the stores. How can a retailer charge 0.5 cent on an article when such a coin is not made in Canada? Take, for instance, canned peas, marked as 1 can for 12.5 cents or 2 for a quarter. Why not be honest about it and say 13 cents or 2 for 25 cents? Another example is wallpaper. Recently, I've been to several stores to get wallpaper, and nearly every roll is marked the price, say 45 cents. You therefore expect to get the role for 45 cents, but you're told that is only for the single role and that they don't make them. Why not come out straight and say 90 cents a roll? Seems to me that this is not quite an honest method of price marking goods. I direct this beef to the storekeepers. Yours truly, Mrs. W. Miles, Mount Hamilton, Ontario. That brings us to Eric Christmas, another comedian on the Wayne and Schuster show. Let's go back and find a few of the things in your background, Mr. Christmas. First of all, where and when did you start in show business?
Oh, I started in London in 1933.
That's
right. And I'd like to explain to everybody that I'm English. So few people
think... I was going to ask you if you wouldn't do that, Eric.
So many people mistake it, you know. They don't realize it.
I noticed that you were in the Lord Mayor's show when you were 7. You were nearly killed when you were 27. Perhaps you could elucidate just a bit.
It took a long time catching up with me. Yeah. So when I was 7, I was in the Lord Mayor's show. The president of our school was Lord Mayor for the year, and I was at the end of a long procession of hundreds of people, and I was a serf, a Saxon boy. You can imagine that London in the middle of November, dressed in a sack.
You've come a long way since then, haven't you?
Yeah, I've still got the sack.
What about 27 that you were nearly
killed? Then I was nearly killed by a bomb. That was during the daylight raids in London, and there was no warning. There never was. Any time you were nearly killed, no warning at all. Down came the bomb, and poor fellow next to me caught it, and I was just lucky.
You weren't injured?
No.
Well, what's your beef, Eric?
Well, my beef is the high cost of blood. By that, I mean the charge made for blood transfusions.
What do you have in mind when you say that?
Well, I have a little boy who has a blood deficiency, and he's been hospitalized several times, and the payments for the blood transfusions have been, to my mind, exorbitant.
Well, why do you feel that they are exorbitant, Eric? Have you any cause to compare them with other places or any other
place? Yes, I naturally compare them to England, which are free, and also other parts of this country, I understand, are having free blood services.
Did you ever inquire as to why there was not free blood service here?
I had no specific reason given me. I do know that the Red Cross allow it for military, but not for civilian purposes, and it has run me into several hundred dollars, as a matter of fact, and I feel that is a great and unnecessary expense, because there are thousands of blood donors only too willing to give through the Red Cross.
Yes, well, what would be your solution, then?
My solution would be for the Red Cross to, or for the hospitals, rather, to allow the Red Cross to have their blood for use for anybody, regardless of occupation, race, colour, position, anything.
And you're directing that to?
I'm directing that to the administrators of the hospitals in this area.
Fine. Thank you very much, Eric Christmas. Before you go, I'd like to ask you one or two questions about one of our products, Collinos Toothpaste.
Oh, yes?
I understand you've been a user for some years.
Back in England, as a matter of fact, I lived 4 doors from the factory in London.
4 doors from the factory?
Yes, quite near.
Well, that's interesting. And
used it for years.
You're still using it?
Yes, and the kids with a little
Indian cap?
That's right.
They do.
Yes.
And they find it does a good job and makes the kids keep after their teeth and all that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, I think so. They enjoy seeing this little Indian pop up and down.
Sure, it's very good. Well, thanks very much. And
thank you.
Very kind of you to take care of the commercial, Eric.
That's great.
That's all right. Here's your Anderson gift package. All right, now to our vocalist on the program. Not Herb May. It's Terry Dale. He hands me the wrong card. You did. It's Terry Dale. Come on over, Terry. When did you first start singing, Terry?
Well, Don, I was about 4 years old.
Well,
out in Vancouver.
We won't go back into that and find out how old you are then. And, Terry, our time is getting along. I wanted to just mention as we go along that you do sing with Art Hallman. You're going to Big Win Inn this summer, aren't
you? Yes, I am.
That's quite a deal, I imagine.
Looking forward to it very much.
Yes. What's your beef, Terry?
Well, it's not very important, Don, but I think it's worth mentioning.
Yes.
The awful coffee they serve in restaurants.
The awful coffee they serve in restaurants.
I haven't had a good cup for so long.
Well, the obvious solution would be what, then?
Well, if they're interested at all in improving their coffee, they should get together with the Restaurant Association and see what they could do about it.
And you're directing the beef to whom, Terry?
To all restaurant owners.
You are. All right. Thank you very much. Here's your Anderson gift package.
Thank you very much.
We have time to bring Johnny over here to the microphone once again, if we can.
just to let you finish things, we have about how much time left, Reed? About 30 seconds. You've seen the program now. You've seen the rest of the performers take part. What is your final reaction to this deal?
I still have no beef.
You don't think you have any beef. All right. Thanks very much, Johnny Wayne. Say, folks, here's an invitation. An invitation to meet quick relief from the misery of headaches. Anacin tablets act fast. Help give quick relief when you're suffering the discomfort of headaches or minor rheumatic pains. Wherever you are at any time, when you take an Anacin, you're taking a faster, better tablet to help give you quicker, more effective relief. That winds up another transcribed session of What's Your Beef, originating in this occasion in the CBC Concert Studio in Toronto as a break in the rehearsal of the Wayne and Schuster Show.
For the Tony Home Permanent Makers.
Thank you very much. Till next time, then, this is Don Sims reminding you that Anacin and Collinos are products of Whitehall Pharmacol.